This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, visit nature.com/nature/podcast.
There are a lot of viruses on the planet. It's suggested that for every single organism on Earth, there is a specific virus that infects it. So, for example, there's 400,000 species of beetle, and for every one of those, there's probably at least one virus associated with them, if not more. So when you start to think about all the animals, plants and bacteria out there, it's possible that there are trillions of viral species on Earth. Now, trillions of viruses lurking out there in the world might seem a bit worrying, but many of these viruses could harbour useful resources. This week in Nature, virologist Jens Kuhn has co-written a comment piece suggesting that we try to catalogue all the viruses in the world in the hope that we can find something useful. Reporter Nick Howe wanted to learn more about creating an encyclopedia of viruses, so he gave Jens a call and started by asking him how you might go about it.
So now it is possible to get to the genomes of viruses without necessarily growing them in culture. So there are new methodologies out there now where you can simply take an environmental sample and sequence everything that is in there and then use computational methods to piece genomes together. And then you can say so many different viruses are in this sample and their genomes look like X. So that has led to an explosion of virus data. And so we had only like 3,000-4,000 viruses in our databases until about 10 years ago. And now one paper after another is coming out describing thousands. And that poses problems, of course. From an administrative point of view, somebody needs to put these things into a database so that we at least know what's out there. So that's ultimately the idea of the comment, to raise awareness of the diversity of viruses that is out there, the changes that these new viruses bring to our understanding of the virusphere, and the treasure trove that might be lying in this diversity, even in seemingly unimportant viruses.
So tapping into that treasure trove, as you put it, what things could we find in viruses that could be useful? What are the advantages of getting the taxonomy of viruses?
I would say the easiest example is actually to go away from viruses a little bit and look into bacteria. There's a lot of bacteria out there that are seemingly completely unimportant for human life, that live in deep sea vents somewhere at really high temperatures. However, they encode a lot of enzymes, and these enzymes have been useful in the past, for example, for dishwashing or laundry detergent manufacturers. Because if you want to break down protein stains, which of course is food on your clothes, you need to have ideally enzymes that break that up that work at higher temperature so you can wash the clothes at higher temperature. So now if you look at viruses infect bacteria, they infect all other organisms as far as we know. So that means that if you have a virus in a hot spring deep sea bacterium, that virus also needs to encode heat-stable proteins and so on.
How could we go about cataloguing them all? Is it a feasible thing to undertake?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's daunting, of course, and sounds crazy at the moment. It's a question of simple sequencing techniques to get as many genomes as possible, and then very clever database programming that automatically sorts genomes in particular corners, maybe automatic alignment methods for these genomes to come up with rough phylogenetic trees automatically without any human input, all the way to possible automatic classification.
But how can we be certain, if we're not going about trying to culture these viruses in the lab, we're not growing them on the host organism, that these are individual viruses and they're not coming out as artifacts of the sequencing, or they're actually a different organism altogether?
Yeah, that is definitely a problem. So our methods are getting better in figuring out which pieces in a particular sample belong to which other piece. So the possibility that it's a complete artifact, I would say, is relatively low. However, you need to assemble these individual pieces, and therefore you do not know whether the actual gene that you have really works or whether you have individual small mistakes in your assembly. So if you are truly interested in a particular virus, then you will have to characterize it. You will have to try to grow it. You will have to try to see whether it's pathogenic and so on.
What would be the sort of costs, what resources would be required to do such a big taxonomical effort?
For a very long time, there was no interest in quote-unquote unimportant viruses and viruses of fungi, viruses of bacteria and so on. And that is a mindset that is still very much penetrating the field. I think the very first thing that needs to happen is that all virologists understand the immense treasure that is in virus diversity and to understand how many viruses are actually out there and why virus taxonomy is something that is now growing and is changing. The second thing is we need volunteers who actually want to help develop the databases, who develop methodologies to classify viruses. And of course, actually become part in the official process of taxonomy with the International Committee of Taxonomy of Viruses.
Can we not just do a targeted approach and just look at a subset of viruses that are going to be affecting humans, for example?
Well, you can, but I think the biggest problem is if you look at the big scourges that humans had in the last century, many of these viruses were simply not known to be human viruses before. Right? So SARS coronavirus or MERS coronavirus, or even HIV, they were viruses of animals at the time. And then they made a species jump eventually and somehow ended up in the human population. So I think it's ultimately actually myopic to say we only look at things that are important to us, because that means that you already a priori know what is important. And I would say any good scientist would admit that we do not know what's important until it suddenly hits us.